Today is Thursday, the 15th of August, the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady in the 19th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of the Abbey of Kia Musa sing the Magnificat. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her for about 3 months and then returned to her home.
Today's Gospel gives an account of a most extraordinary visit. Cousins, one young and one old, one a virgin and one past childbearing years, both are pregnant. They each recognize the presence of God in the unlikely events which are unfolding round them. Take a moment or two to imagine being with Mary and Elizabeth in Zechariah's house. Notice their humility and gratitude. Rejoice with them as they praise God for God's goodness, even though they do not understand God's ways. See the hope they have in God, the God who looks with favor on the lowly, the God who comes to turn the values of the world upside down. Today we receive instant notifications and updates with bad news of every kind. Many conversations are filled with doom and gloom. How does it feel to be part of Mary and Elizabeth's spiritual conversation? What effect does it have on you? Do the things you say to others sadden them or offer hope and joy? Mary's soul magnifies the Lord. She tells of the coming of Christ, the Christ who will revolutionize our world, my world. As you listen again, this time just to her words, take a moment to consider what Christ's values mean in your life, in the unique circumstances of your life.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever.
Mary's words are taken from the scriptures she will have learned as a child. They formed her prayer, which challenges us deeply in today's material world. Talk to the Lord. You might like to ask God to enable you to see, like Mary, the great things God is doing for you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.